So Mr. Gleason wanted to see the dinosaur tracks. It's 30 million years old.
Well, how did I know he was going to run into the sandstorm?
I can see, Jimmy, where it's up to me to be gentle but firm.
What do you mean?
I mean that the Moises Gleason and Armstrong are going to get out of this desert and stay out.
All right, all right. But first, help me to get this heap out of the sand drift. Now, will you look at it?
Yeah, look at it.
Not a speck of paint left on it.
Yeah, and look at the glass. What happened to the glass?
Looks like it's been frosted.
Yeah, that sand is tough on these cars, ain't it? Boy, look at them wheels. Come on, Ozzy. You ain't a decoration around here.
I'm looking for my package.
Listen, Ozzy, look. Here on me bended knees, I ask you, like a brother, with the tears streaming down the back of me neck, will you please lay over that package for 3 minutes?
Well, it's liable to get full of sand.
Yeah, and so are you. Because in about 2 shakes of a rattlesnake's hips, Mr. Oswald Hoffmeister is going headfirst into that sand drift.
No, I'm not, Bob.
Oh, yes, you are, Ozzy.
Well, In that case,
we forget the package, whatever it is, for 3 minutes.
I'll take the steering wheel, Ozzy, while Robbie and me work on the wheels here.
All right.
No, Robbie, come on.
Ready?
Once. A little. Again. There, she moved a little bit.
Oh, boy. At this rate, we should ought to get out of the sand trenches by Christmas.
You know, Robbie, I was thinking. Of course, we'd get out of the desert like you said, but we should ought to at least go to this Indian village and see the snake dance.
Listen, Jimmy, I ain't danced since the two-step went out of style. But if you must see a snake dance, Ozzy and me'll do one for you.
If you do a snake dance, you'll do it alone.
All right, then. I'll do your snake dance all alone, Jimmy. If you will only turn this car around and get back to civilization.
Well, look, I'm working. Only I had an idea, that's all.
Jimmy, you had the last idea. The one about the dinosaur tracks.
Well, look, Robbie.
I think, Mr. Gleason, for the good of all concerned, I better have the ideas at least till we get out of this desert.
All right, then. All right. Then I won't tell you my idea.
Can I depend on that, Mr. Gleason?
You certainly can depend on that. And if you get sick from curiosity, I won't tell you my idea till you ask me.
All right.
You'll have to say please, too. You'll have to say, please, Jimmy, will you tell me what was your idea?
So what?
So let's give this wreck a couple of more shoves and we'll be out of this sandbank.
All right. Hold that wheel, Ozzy. And don't forget your idea, Jimmy.
Never mind that. All the way. On your bended knees, you'll ask me. Pull!
It's loose.
Turn the wheel quick.
To the left. Hard.
Oh, boy, I'm glad that's over. Well, here we are. And now to Flagstaff. If we can find the road.
Well, we're on the road, ain't we?
If this is a road, I'm a Chinaman.
Well, this is the road. You can see patches of it up there.
Well, Ozzy, when we come to a good patch, you might take a picture of it so Mr. Gleason will know it again when he sees it.
Mr. Gleason. It's always Mr. Gleason.
Listen, Jimmy, it was you that wanted to
go and... Yeah, I want it. You never do anything wrong. It's always Jimmy. Jimmy wanted to see the dinosaur tracks. Jimmy ran into the sandstorm. Jimmy this and Jimmy that.
Well, will Jimmy get into the car and let's get going? And don't slam that... See? Now Jimmy is slamming doors.
Where's Scram? At least Scram don't blame Jimmy for everything.
Here he is in the front seat.
He looks more like a groundhog than a dog.
Maybe we should ought to change his name and call him Sandy.
Graham, old boy, you certainly don't look like the same old pup. But you think Jimmy's all right anyway, don't you? You don't go around blaming Jimmy for everything, do you? You certainly don't. Look at him wag his tail. Look at him. We won't pay any attention to them mugs. We'll give them the silent treatment. That's what we'll do.
Oh, Jimmy.
No.
No what?
Not till you say please. I won't tell you me I did till you say please.
But, Jimmy, I didn't ask...
I know you didn't, but you was gonna. And if you get green with curiosity and the sands of this desert grow cold, you gotta ask me right.
But, Jimmy...
Robbie, me mind is made up. Are you gonna be stubborn? Robbie, are you going to be stubborn and sit there all day and not ask me?
Oh, I don't know.
Very well. Very well. Here I am with a great idea burning within me breast, and you won't say please. Just one little word, please, and you won't say it. All right, then I tell Oswald. You can ho-hum all you like. I'll tell Oswald. Listen, Ozzy.
Were you talking to me?
Sitting down talking to you. Is there anybody else around here by the name of Oswald?
Well, I was busy trying to keep this car on the road.
Well, Jimmy, I guess you'll have to tell your big idea to Scram.
All right, then I will tell it to Scram. At least Scram's got appreciation.
From the looks of him right now, he's got more than appreciation.
Yeah, I can see him jumping on him.
Never mind that. Listen, Scram, and you guys don't have to hear it if you don't want to. Let's see if I care.
Is that a dinosaur gambling on the sands in the distance, Ozzy, or is that a dinosaur?
It certainly looks like a dinosaur, Mr. Armstrong.
Listen, Scram, this idea come to me right in the middle of that sandstorm. All big ideas comes to guys in times like that. In sandstorms and
brainstorms?
Don't pay no attention to them guys, Scram. You see, we're going to Hollywood. And the idea come to me, we should ought to be prepared. Because they might want us to work in moving pictures. So what do I do in the middle of that sandstorm but write a story? It's a terrible sad story.
Yeah, I'll bet it's a sad story.
Listen, Ozzy, you shouldn't ought to listen to Jimmy's story. You didn't say please.
Don't pay no attention to them, Scram. Look, here's the story. We're a couple of ventriloquists, and we're traveling through Morocco, entertaining the Arabs and the sheikhs out in the desert, and all the girls in the harems and things.
Oh, you and Scram are going to be a couple of ventriloquists.
No, not me and Scram. Me and some other good actor.
Remember the Is Theater in Altoona, Jimmy?
ISIS. Well, never mind that.
Oh, I found it. I found it. I found the package.
Will you guys keep quiet?
Maybe you could put the package in Jimmy's story, Ozzy. That would add mystery to it. A sad story with mystery is swell.
Will you guys please keep quiet, because I'm coming to the sad part of the story.
All right, Ozzy. Quit rattling that paper. This is the sad part.
See what was in the package?
Well, it's a harmonica.
Oh, and I thought we left that thing in Santa Fe.
Jimmy, now I got an idea. While you tell us the sad part of the story, Ozzy here will give us a little soft music.
Yeah, I'll play Hearts and Flowers.
Listen, if you want to, you can play Turkey in the Straw. But I'm going to finish this story.
Go ahead, Mr. Ventriloquist. Go ahead and make it sad.
All right, then. Now, these two ventriloquists that's entertaining the Arabs and the sheiks in the desert of Morocco bump into a farm with an old lady and a mortgage. The old lady is something like your grandma.
Now, listen, don't bring grandma into this. She didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, all right. She's just a sweet old lady, then. When we come to the farm, the villain is there. A guy something like old man Frost. And he's going to take the roof right off from over this old lady. Well, what do we do?
I don't think anybody could ever guess.
You bet they couldn't, because this is where the tricky part of the story comes in. We run into the next room. Remember, we're a couple of ventriloquists, and we throw our voices all over the place. We throw our voices in the closet, we throw them under the bed, we throw them behind Grandpa's clock.
And then you throw the villain in the alley.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. But the villain is so scared he thinks his spook's coming to haunt him because he was tough with the old lady. And what does he do?
I don't know. What does he do?
He runs out of the house, never to be seen again.
Is that a story or is that a story?
That certainly is a story.
Well, maybe it ain't sad enough. I was thinking of putting some more widows and orphans in there.
Jimmy, if that story was any sadder, we'd have to shoot the otter to keep from breaking our hearts.